Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. I hope everybody is doing well. We're going to have another day of marketing, and that's really just because we're still trying to figure out what the heck's going on with our interview with Keith Broders. And so we will plug forward with some more marketing, because I actually still have some. And once we're done, we will do, hopefully we'll have the interview, then we're going into the ratification debates. And with that, let me also tell you that this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And I got to tell you, we've made an upgrade in the studio, so we have a new microphone. Not that you may care, but we're pretty impressed and pleased. And hopefully, I sound just as bad. Anyway, you can check out the Red State Talk Radio podcast page or the show/podcast page on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. That's where you can find out what we got coming up and which of the ratification debates and so forth. We'll start putting those details up there, but it's already up that we're going to be covering the ratification debates. And the other thing that we want to also make sure you're aware of is we want to keep on planting this seed and keep it fresh in your mind that we need to start doing things to start recognizing the Constitution. And the best way to do that is using Constitution Week. You need to start looking in your community of how you can help elevate the Constitution in your community, in your environment, your milieu, whatever. Anyway, and I don't even speak French. Anywho, we also want to do a show covering some basics on preparedness. We will probably do that in the near future, but that this is all up on the Red State Talk Radio podcast page. You know, like I don't tell people anymore because we did it for 6 months what my three C's are. I'm just going to say this because I know that there's a lot of people still hear that. Remember my three C's, and that three C's is to be concise, civil, and confidential. Concise, you know, if you're going to call in, keep it short, to the point, keep it civil. I mean, nobody likes to have to deal with hostilities. We've got enough toxic, I'll just say toxic people in our lives. You can't go anywhere, especially can't go to work without having to deal with some toxicity. Anywho, and the third, confidential, if you know me, if you know my name, by name, what have you, I go by GR, so let's keep it confidential as well. If not, then you'll be on the outs. But anywho, let me also tell you that we have Red State Coffee as our sponsor. You're more than welcome to go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and click on the link, get yourself your Red State Coffee, and enjoy your Red State day. We also have other ways to support us, and you can find all that information on reclaimingtherepublic.org. And more importantly, we need to start yammering. So the one thing I am going to do on a regular basis is I want to yammer, or at least nag you about getting involved. The one thing we really need is we need people that understand the Constitution to run for office. It is about constitutional compliance, and I'm telling you what your platform can easily be in winning is about constitutional compliance. If you live in a red area and you have a rhino, either at the party level or at any point in the party or in government, and you're in a red county, red district, you need to run on constitutional compliance and point out how, you know, the person you're challenging doesn't know a thing about the Constitution, doesn't care about the Constitution, and that's our number one problem. And I'm telling you, people will drink it in. People want if you live in a red county, your people still have the Constitution in their veins, and so might as well leverage that information, leverage that sentiment, and take advantage and actually move yourself into a leadership position with Republic Review and help bring people on board with this. Unfortunately, I've talked to a few people that are seeking office, whether it be for a congressional district, legislative district, or what have you, and they don't know anything about the Constitution. They call me up and go, hey, I've been told I need to be on your radio show because I'll get some good coverage or what have you. And I go, I'm going to drill you about the Constitution. What do you know? What do you understand about it? And they go, well, I know a little bit. And then I go, well, you need to understand the Constitution because you're going to take an oath. And it's like, why are you doing this if you don't understand the Constitution? Well, because I want to change things. I don't like that. I've got conservative values. And I go, it's not about conservative values. It's about the Constitution. Anyway, I'm a little myopic. I'm very focused on this one particular thing. You've got to be knowledgeable so that you can support the Constitution, period. Well, with that, see, we kind of went through the obligatories really quick, and actually some of the things I want to tell you is we actually did put up the 9 commentaries. If you go to Red State Talk Radio, the show/podcast page on reclaimingtherepublic.org, the link to the 9 commentaries is there, as well as on the information or it's the other links or our links page, links and information page. You can go there. It's also there. One of the things I wanted to share with you, I had a conversation. Actually, I did a presentation last night. And, actually had a John Bircher that was in the audience that actually did not, try to discredit me or anything like that. So maybe they're taking a different approach now. And as a matter of fact, kind of seemed a little supportive. As a matter of fact, the individual said, GR is right. So anyway, the thing that I really presented last night, not just about Republic Review, but I presented to people the importance of the oath and how we have to start using the oath and the mechanism within the Constitution, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, and going after people. And as a matter of fact, one of the things I highlighted is that we have to start getting our party members and leadership, those who are elected either as precinct committee officers or even the principal leadership, your chair, your state committee person, and so forth. Those people need to take an oath to support the Constitution. That way, if they start doing things that is not supporting the Constitution, that is actually off in the left, left field, going down some political agenda, going after, because it just happened this past week that locally they have been trying to ostracize a ardent supporter of the Constitution who's been working in the state legislature, who's now been censored. They're trying to kick him off, trying to force this guy into resigning. And I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. And the Republican Party is supporting this? Shame on them. As a matter of fact, I even called out the two people who actually got up to rally or rail against this guy. And I'm going, hold it. This guy has done nothing but everything possible to support the Constitution. And one of the reasons why one of the persons got up is because they have an ideological, religious differences with this person. And I'm saying, in other words, this person is trying to hold their representative accountable to some religious test that they disagree with. That's a violation in itself of the Constitution. I'm telling you, and that person, that gal, is a PCO, a precinct committee officer in the local area. She should be removed and banned from being able to hold a precinct committee office position. Anyway, I'm just really upset. I'm going to be approaching the county chair over this issue, and that way I will be able to provide some insights as to what's really going on in Spokane County. And if this guy wants to save his seat and save this county and hopefully be kind of integral in saving the Republic, maybe he'll step up to do the right thing. I'm believing that this the chair and some of the leadership actually understands the importance of the Constitution. So I'm going to make a good faith effort in trying to give a olive branch to the local party to say, you've got a real problem with this Republican club and that leader who's a PCO of it. And it's a, you know, a POS. Anyway, I am really upset with this fact, and I want the party to start understanding that they don't need to carry an agenda if they want to win. If they want to carry agendas, then you are going to lose, and the progressives will continue to take over. And so, anyway, one of the things that came to my mind, and this is what I really wanted to say when I was doing my presentation, I kind of put the historical perspective on the Tories. If you understand, the Tories during the time of the Revolution were the loyalists to the British crown. If you understand the British Revolution, the real patriots to the constitutional government of Britain were the patriots, because they were demanding their rights as Englishmen to be respected by the law. They were entitled to be protected by the British Bill of Rights, and they weren't. The king and parliament was going after them. And so what I'm trying to say is that the real patriots towards the British Constitution were the patriots of America. So when they actually went away from Britain, the Tories were the terrorists, even though Britain considered the Americans the terrorists. Anywho, that's how they redefine it, and I'm going to get into this when we come right back. Thank you so much.
Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue. Okay, so what I was just going to talk about was, if you understand how the progressives have been really good at taking the narrative, as a matter of fact, before we really started identifying red and blue for states, Democrats, Republicans, and so forth, a long, long time ago, the old statement is better dead than red. and the association towards red being communist, because Red China and so forth, was long before they actually started assigning colors to parties. And then it was interesting how the Democrats quickly aligned themselves to being the true blues and that the Republicans were the red. They are very good at taking control of the narrative, the labels, and so forth. It's almost like the Republicans or the conservatives are either in cahoots, and it does argue for the uniparty, but it's almost as if one would think that the Republicans and, like I said, the conservatives are either oblivious to, but we seem to always get the wrong end of the reality. In other words, the people that are really true blue for the Constitution and, you know, putting country over everything else are the conservative Republicans. But the Democrats got the blue color. Anyway, if you look at what ended up happening from the Revolutionary War, or really our only Civil War, because it was the true patriots that took control of the government here in America and ousted the British, you know, grip that they had on us. And we had this thing called the Tory Act, and that was passed on January 2nd, way back in 1776. And so the whole point of the Tory Act was to dispel and exile all those British supporters who were ardent supporters of Britain. And so we purged America of all these bad people, and it seemed like we had everything going well. Then all of a sudden, the movement for the Constitution and the Federalists got infiltrated by people like Hamilton, who were true supporters, the former Tories. Now, Hamilton was not a Tory, but he became a Tory when he started recognizing that we were going to have an independent government, that we weren't going to have a king. Here is a, and I, the reality is Hamilton was a bastard. He was a child born without ever knowing his father. I mean, he had letters and so forth, but his father was not an influence in his life. And so because of that, he had some real problems, emotional problems, which got him into being the only framer that was actually having an adulterous affair, even though there were accusations and charges towards others. He was the only one that did. Be that as it may, he was also truly a Tory at heart, and he converted a lot of people to the big government concept, John Marshall and others. Anyway, so this whole Tory effort to try to take over the patriot movement and this concept of supporting the Constitution has actually come full cycle, because right now I want you to understand that the government and the progressives are telling you and selling this concept that those who support the Constitution are domestic terrorists, and they're coming after us who actually support the Constitution. I hope you understand the magnitude of this and you understand the importance of getting involved and letting people understand that as patriots, our responsibility is not to support the government. That's why we look at our oath. As a citizen, we're supposed to support and defend the Constitution. That's why we're supposed to look at the oath of office. They're supposed to support. We're not supposed to support Trump. We're not supposed to support any person, any office, any group of people. Our job and responsibility as patriots is to support the Constitution. And so that's why, you know, I'm really on this bent with these people that are in the Republican Party, and you probably know them in your local area, that are not supporting the Constitution. They're supporting this agenda. They're supporting Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. They're supporting the things that they have no business supporting that are violations of the Constitution. Are you kidding me? You've got to start getting involved. The only way you can clean up your government is by getting involved and start identifying these people in your Republican Party. If you need help, You want help to actually start calling these people out? Let me know. Send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I want to help you. I want to help everybody get on top of their party so that we can take the party back, because being a Republican needs to mean something. We can no longer afford to have John McCain's rising up in the party. He was a communist. He was a traitor to America. And I had no respect for that man, regardless of anything he did in his life. I have no idea of anything that is of merit that I need to confess. And as a matter of fact, if you haven't heard my memoir or my remembrance of John McCain after he passed, you may want to listen to that podcast, because I wasn't very flattering, and as a matter of fact, I put it all on the table. The guy didn't have an exemplary Navy career. His father was an admiral. This guy had nothing but disdain for this country. He had everything. He was an elitist. And I'm here to tell you that he was not just a blemish. He was a pimple on the backside of the Republican Party. And for years and years, it was just hard to sit down as a Republican. Anyway, I'm done with that rant. War powers. I know that Nancy Pelosi has got her democratic democracy going, and in the House, they're going to pass, and they probably already have, the war powers. They're going to reel in the president's war powers. Well, here's the problem. That has to get through the Senate as well. And it may, because there are some turncoats, but I'm telling you, if you look at the Senate, don't count out a few of these Democrats. There are Democrats in the Senate that actually support Trump. Manchu, or the guy from West Virginia, it starts with an M. And so there are a couple that actually, you know, would do not want to take the flack from their constituents back in West Virginia and some of these other red states, because they actually got into office because they were supportive of Trump. Now, that all being said, what they're trying to do, because they're actually trying to just do anything and everything they can to make it look like just Trump is the worst ruler of all of our kings that we've had, in contrast to Bill Clinton, who deployed the military at the drop of a hat. As a Marine during Bill Clinton's tenure, I saw more families get stressed and strained because they were constantly being deployed for unconstitutional purposes. And Congress never went after him for allowing him to send the U.S. military to be subjugated to the U.N. in Europe so that the Muslims could actually be forced into Europe. Because the whole thing with Bosnia and Kosovo was all about jamming Muslims down their throat and allowing Muslims to get a stronger foothold, a toehold, in Europe. And the reason why is because here was this huge experiment called the EU that just came forth after we had done NAFTA and we were moving into the globalist movement. And there was this little problem called these little skirmishes between the Muslims and the Christians in Europe. Bosnia, Herzegovina, so forth and so on. Kosovo. And you can't have a good economic union in the midst of a civil war, especially when you got commerce rolling through there. It was so bad that they had to put RFID chips on the trucks. And this is where they started getting very advanced with shipping, because the shipping stuff was being stolen so that the bad guys, the Muslims, would be able to refurbish themselves. But the whole point was we were there to protect the bad guys so that they could get a toehold and so that Europe could become more competitive with the United States in the economic market. Wasn't that a good thing for Clinton, just to make sure that we had a better competitor? That makes us better, right? And it's the fact that he allowed the Muslim, if you want to call it the gooseneck for Islam, to penetrate and infiltrate the EU. There you go. And that's why, because the EU then went down this path of going, we're going to mandate that everybody that is a citizen can migrate from here to there, and even if you're a refugee. And they couldn't stop. One of the reasons why Britain was exiting is because of the migration problem, as primarily because of the economics. But anyway, the whole point is that what Pelosi's trying to do in trying to reel that back, it won't probably pass the Senate. But if it does pass the Senate, the president still has, by the Constitution, as the chief executive, he doesn't have to declare war, but he can defend U.S. interests. And this assassination was definitely, as a, if you want to call it a retaliatory, we had no idea what this madman was going to do after that. They had already attacked the embassy twice. What do you think? There was a possibility of them going back a third time? Bottom line, it was time to act. The president had the powers to do so, and they never once, you know, cried their eyes out because Obama had been doing all these other assassinations. Well, we're at a hard break, so we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And you're going to love this one. Sorry. At least I love it. Because I haven't said anything about the NBA today. Well, I'm going to now. I don't know if you heard, but the Cavaliers coach left his players quote unquote stunned after they were, you know, going through video sessions of watching their practice and watching their play and so forth. And he literally said that they no longer looked like they were playing like a bunch of thugs. So apparently those guys were stunned at the fact that he considered them as thugs. I'm going to tell you that if you understand what the NBA and these players are doing in calling out and supporting the Communist Party in China, they are literally supporting communism. And if you understand the whole concept of communism, it is enslavement. It is subjugation, full subjugation to the state. The epitome of thuggery is slavery. So The whole NBA is nothing but a bunch of thugs because the NBA is fully endorsing the Communist Party of China. And I have a problem with the fact that this is not leading news. And just like the, you know, the kneeling and how this became a viral issue with Kaepernick and these other people taking the knee, you got to be kidding me. This may not be as obvious to the viewers that you see this happening, that you feel insulted, but the National Basketball Association is kowtowing and supporting the Chinese Communist Party. Got a problem with that, folks. You should too. And I can't understand why the NBA fans are supporting this thuggery of the NBA. Because I'm telling you, the epitome of thuggery is slavery. And that's what they're doing, is they're supporting subjugation to the state. Well, anyway, I'm done with that little piece. I'm not sure if you heard this, but here's some good news on the border wall front. The federal appeals court overturned a lower court ruling yesterday, and actually they approved Trump's administration in the use of military construction funds to build a border wall. Because what is the whole point of the military? It is for national security. In other words, it's an umbrella under the Constitution that for national security, the president can do what he believes is fit. Now, Congress is actually responsible because if you read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, it's clear. The United States government will guarantee all the states will be Republican forms of government and that they will protect us from an invasion. Now, we're not talking about a car of illegals coming across the border. We're talking about how many millions? Tens of millions? You cannot tell me that's not an invasion. They have an obligation to, and as a matter of fact, nobody wants to hear this, but they have an obligation to actually enforce the law and round up all the illegals that have come here under the guise of these treasonous Congress, all of them. Because look, it was almost a unanimous vote last year that they voted to do nothing regarding this invasion. And it's not like it's been going on for a week or two. This has been going on for years. They have been neglecting. They have been derelict of duty. And I'm telling you, folks, they need to be removed. And if Trump knew that the Constitution gave him the power to remove these folks and then call on, he could clear out Congress now. Not even worry. He would have a better chance of going back to the red state governors and the rest of the Republicans and say, replace these guys. These guys have been banned for life. And I'm going to guarantee you that the new Congress will not vote one of them back in because it takes two-thirds of both houses of Congress to remove the disability of these folks ever being able to hold office again. This is not a federal or a criminal inquiry or a criminal process. You violate the Constitution, you are removed and banned. The only court that gets involved to remove the disability, it doesn't even go to the Supreme Court. It goes to Congress. You're not fined. You don't go to jail. This is not a criminal thing. This is about moral perjury. You violate your oath of office, you're gone. Why don't we use the Constitution? Why is it that we're not using the Constitution as our most effective weapon? This just evades reality by not using the Constitution as our most effective weapon. Anyway, another thing, if you haven't heard, the Chinese Communist Party's vice premier will be visiting Washington this week to sign a phase one trade deal with the United States. Trump needs to be calling these communists out for the way they're treating these political prisoners for live organ harvesting. Are you kidding? The fact that they've got a deal going, people should be just poking the president in the eye on this. And as a matter of fact, why is it that the Democrats, those who are all about civil rights, how come they're not leading? Because they believe in subjugation. They're full supporters of subjugation. This is all about subjugation. It's what the NBA is supporting. The NBA supports the concept of live organ harvesting, full subjugation to the state. I can't believe that this is not a real problem in America. What the heck has happened to our political conscience? You know, the counterculture revolution took over, that we're not supposed to be accepting these things. And all of a sudden, now those same champions like David Crosby and Springsteen and the rest of these guys, oh, well, we got to drink the Kool-Aid, man, because the state's going to take care of you. What? No. What about the revolution? We're not supposed to trust the state. They've been making it up as they go along, and it's all the ends justify the means, and that's the path that they're going down. And I've been telling you for a long time, if you look at the scale of liberty, those who are on the dark side, they will lie, they will do anything, they will even kill you if you give them the opportunity. They don't say the Clinton body count is, you know, because it's fictional, that it doesn't exist. Just go duck, duck, go, the Clinton body count. You'll probably find a lot of different websites out there that identify all the people associated with the Clintons who have died. Anyway, I can't get over this. I just can't let this stuff go. Communism is creeping, and it has not just a toehold, it has a live in-your-face presence in our upcoming elections. We have a Bolshevik revolution just around the corner, and our only hope is getting Wyoming to stand up. Make Wyoming the cowboy state, to stand up right there in the center of the nation and say, federal government, you have no business doing this. In doing this, this opens the door so that other states can rally, and the people of these other states, when they actually hear this information, as it starts, you know, like spreading like a wild, like a brush fire. I don't want to say wildfire because I just got bad images of Australia all over again, especially from all the different arsonists and so forth. But my point is, my friends, that these concepts will actually start spreading, that the federal government can't do these things. The constitutional government would never allow it. That's why they're not constitutional. That's why we as patriots, who are obligated, and state legislatures are duty-bound to supporting the Constitution. That's why this is so important. Our liberties are at risk. And if you want your kids to enjoy liberty, then we have to do something. We're in a worse position than what we were facing under Britain. I am telling you, we are much further down the path. We're living under a standing army. It is that bad. Anyway, I don't want to digress too much. I do want to make a comment, though, understanding that the states have all this authority. The federal government has created all these unconstitutional laws. This is how stupid Governor Cuomo is of New York. He seeks to legalize pot. It's not constitutionally illegal in the first place. The federal government has no power to make it illegal. Now, I believe states should have standards. I believe states should be making these laws. You hear me talk about this. When they catch a ship off the shore with all these drugs, it shouldn't be seized by that ship should become the state property because it was being used in the commission. And who were those? Goldman Sachs or whoever it was that was the financial owner of the ship running these drugs? They should be the ones answering for this, and the states should be holding them accountable. The federal government has no dog in this fight because it's not an enumerated power. We have an enumerated constitution, not a general constitution. In other words, we, the states, have only delegated very specific powers to the federal government. That's it. Now, here's an interesting thing. Oh, well, as you can tell, the interesting thing, we'll have to wait until we come back from this next promos or these next two promos. So please stay tuned, and we'll be talking about homosexuality going awry right after this. Thank you so much.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so if you haven't heard, because this is America, right? And we all have a right to be offended. But I want to lay it all on the table for you. If you hadn't heard, Netflix, most people already know this, Netflix has been promoting and actually airing this homosexual Jesus. And I want to put this into context because by my using the word homosexual, that really offends homosexuals. Because I'm not on board with calling them and giving them the labels that they want to abscond or hijack. I'm sorry. This is America. Just like I have a right to be offended with a homosexual Jesus, they have the equal right to be offended by my using the word homosexual. And I find it ironic how intolerant they are, but they expect and demand that you and I be tolerant. That we accept the fact that there's, you know, this, the way they want to portray Jesus as a homosexual. And, you know, don't you dare offend them or they'll come after you and they will, you know, slap you down and sue you or what have you. And I'm going, this is so interesting. The irony that the organization that has all, not only do they expect you to be tolerant, here's an organization that took the rainbow, if you understand the biblical, you know, the biblical association to the rainbow, because God promised that he would not destroy the perversion of sexuality and how, you know, how evil the world had become. He was not going to destroy the world with water again. Well, maybe the straight people ought to take on the symbol of fire as the symbol of the purification of the earth again, because that's how the world will be purified this next time. And so maybe it's a little more humane to die by drowning than it is to die by, you know, fire. But they're not going to take that very nicely either. But this is America, and we all have a right to be offended. They don't have a right to inflict and to tell us that we have to use their words, and they don't. The Constitution protects our individual expressions. We have rights in our property, and we've property in our rights. And my use of the words that I choose is my property, and I'm not going to let them take it. And I hope you won't let them take it from you either. So anyway, the question I have, because I saw this word come up, and this word has great associations. Who knows the word pandemic and what it means? Well, that wasn't a common word when I was growing up, and it has become a common word since Bush and Obama. We started learning about the scariness of pandemics, and they've taught us and indoctrinated us to quickly use what they want us to do because pandemics are scary. And they've actually started talking about this new pneumonia in, where else? China, a place that has an abundance of people that can actually afford to lose a few million. That's why they have political prisoners just sitting on a hook or sitting in a cell for live organ harvesting. That's all their life is worth now, is the money that they'll make from live organ harvesting. Out of all the evil that I've read from ancient society, I've never seen a more debased society and more evil than the current living regime of China. Anyway, so they're already describing this new pneumonia as a potential pandemic threat. Isn't that interesting? And they're going to probably come up with this vaccination, and all you've got to do is get vaccinated. My friends, if you understand what they're doing with vaccinations, I've talked about this before, they're already putting, since the early 2000s, they've been playing with vaccinations in altering behavior of human beings. The Pentagon has been briefing this. This is out on YouTube. If you understand why they're getting very desperate into making sure that you get your shot, then, or your vaccination, then you kind of understand that they're getting desperate in getting everybody on board, because they really want to avoid any backlash of having to use thuggery, at least thuggery that might make it onto the news or the front page. Anyway, I find it another irony today that actually, because of the solar eclipse, if you haven't seen the photos, you really need to go look, because it is so apropos. Over the Persian Gulf, with the sunrise this morning, they basically had the creepy red devil horns right over the Persian Gulf. And it's like the devil is rising in the Middle East. Interesting. Wow, what an interesting metaphor. It couldn't be more apropos, right? You need to go look at the photograph. It is almost like, oh my gosh. Anywho, let me get into, because actually all of this is just, you know, some editorializing on some news and so forth. But let me get into some G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know news. And so in a news segment that originally aired on CNN, a stock photo of a healthy baby was photoshopped with measles sores and then showed on air. This was not a real photo. This is how fake news has become. So they showed this photo with measles sores, then basically sent this anti-vaccination. This message on the anti-vaccination information is dangerous. In other words, in just line with what I was just telling you about this pandemic coming, don't be surprised that they're going to have this magical vaccination for this pneumonia. Mainstream media is stoking fear and hysteria, just like this whole pandemic inculcation. We have been indoctrinated, just like there are words that you have a direct association to, like conspiracy. They have indoctrinated everybody that when somebody uses a conspiracy or it sounds like a conspiracy theory, then all of a sudden you know how to tune and you know, I'm not going to get engaged in that. That's wacko-ness. That's how effective they have been in convincing us to, you know, basically take on their paradigm. So anyway, they're basically getting this the scare over the measles outbreak to convince the public that they need to take forced vaccinations. Don't believe this anti-vaccine. Don't let people be free. You need to support the forcing of everybody to be vaccinated. Now, just keep this under your hat here. Keep this one little tidbit of knowledge. The person at risk of the disease is the person that has not been vaccinated. If you have been vaccinated, then you shouldn't have to worry about that poor person that chose not to. Let them die. It's okay. That's their choice. Don't force them into doing something that they have a moral conscience and a desire not to participate. They want to be the outlier. That's okay. Let them. But this idea that we are being sold into forcing people, the next thing we know, when we have the downturn in the economy, anybody that is too dependent and taking too many resources away for welfare and everything else because they're literally disabled, they can't do anything. Just like in Germany, they killed them. Those were the first people that were killed before they went after anybody else. They went after the sick, lame, and lazy. That's what happens in society. And then once everybody swallowed that, then going after the bad guys is really easy. But it's all about survival. We got to kill these quarter million people that are draining our resources. Wow, there's 250,000 people. And I think that was about 250,000 to 300,000 Germans that were sick, lame, and lazy that the German people said, it's okay, we will exterminate them. Just want you to understand where we are as a society and where we're heading. Now, G. Edward Griffin also reports that WDR, a German public broadcasting company, aired a video. Isn't it interesting how these things tie together like this today? Aired a video of children singing a satirical tune, My Grandma is an Old Environmental Pig. The song encourages children to blame their own grandmothers for global warming. The video ends with a quote from the angry teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg. We will not let you get away with this. Do you understand what they're doing? Do you understand that they are already creating a Third Reich that'll pale the old Third Reich in comparison? That this is a scorched earth Bolshevik revolution that's coming up from our education system. And they have full control of the world education system, not just here in America. And so I hope you understand this. That's why you need to get involved. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm
regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.